50, 49, however long. The devil did that in his own house. Oh, Brother Noel, it might be judgment. It can't be judgment. Because it happened in God's house in Charleston, too. It can't be judgment. Amos 3:3. I love Amos. This morning I wanted just for a few minutes just talk about God's walking with man. Amos 3:3 says, "Can two walk together lest they agree? Can two walk together lest they agree?" When God asks a question, he already knows the answer. Adam, where art thou? Moses, what is that you have in your hand? Abraham, where is your son? Jeremiah, what do you see? Ezekiel, can these bones live? Malachi, will a man rob God? Jesus comes along and asks Peter, James, and John, who do men say that I am? He asks Paul, why do you persecute me? All of these questions God asks on this Father's Day. How can two walk together lest they agree? How can a marriage work if one wants to do it and the other does not? God's walking with man seems to be tiresome sometimes. One of the things I love about Abraham was a man that would pray. He was faithful and loyal to the call of God, Glenn. And he loved prayer. Prayer to him wasn't something he did on Sundays. It was a lifestyle. So much so, listen. Oh, I love this, Pastor Van. I love this. Sister Jackie, the book says that God said, you know, I'm going to go down there and I'm going to hurt Sodom and Gomorrah. God was in heaven and he said, listen, the cry has come up to me. Now I want to see about the Sodom and Gomorrah. I'm going to see if the sin cries more than the prayer. In Genesis 18 and 20. If the people who live in Sodom and Gomorrah cries out aloud, now I got to go to earth and see if the prayer speaks louder than the sin itself. And if it does, I'm going to go down there and destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. Paul's right there to let you know collective prayer works. So God gets tired of these prayers coming up to him about this place, Sodom and Gomorrah. And Abraham is standing in his tent and two men come up. These men are angels. God also asked another question. Should I say to Abraham or reveal to him the thing that I'm about to do to Sodom and Gomorrah? Men, if we really want a relationship with him, God will share with you things other people don't know, Brother Dickie. They just don't get it. You couldn't see Orlando. You can't see Afghanistan. All this wickedness in this world of ours, and we walk around as men like nothing is happening. It sickens God's heart when he can't depend on a man to be in his place as a high priest. The first institution that God placed on earth was not the ministry. It's not your business. It was the family that God placed on the earth first. And he said to the man before the woman ever came along, Pastor Van, don't eat this. Go name those animals. Walk with me. He did all that before the woman came along. It was his job to instruct the woman and teach the woman what God had given to him. And men today, we are so out of place because we won't position ourselves to hear from God. I want to be able to give my family what he has given to me. You're not in your place, man of God. You're too busy. How can two walk together lest they agree? And God reveals the thing to Abraham and goes and destroys Sodom and Gomorrah. And any archaeologist can tell you, we just can't find it on the map anywhere. When God destroys a thing, it is completely destroyed. With your best spiritual hat on, you'll never find it again. That's why your clothes can smell like smoke. And people really don't know what God really brought you out of, man. Of God. The secret things you really don't want to share with your brothers and sisters in Christ. How can two walk together lest they agree? Man must take his rightful place in the kingdom of God and let God begin to speak to you and your family. Lot and his family were saved. They were saved while everything around them was destroyed. How can two walk together lest they agree? Who do men say that I am, fellas? Pastor Van, we got more than 12 people in here. Jesus only had 12 disciples and turned the world upside down. You still looking at numbers. God never started with numbers or money. He started with faithfulness and loyalty and a prayerful life. How can you touch the world and you can't even touch your family? You think Orlando is something, hold on to your seat. Just a little while. You ain't seen nothing yet. God will shake it until all of us come back into a place where we finally figure out we need our source. Lord, how can I walk with you? Teach me your ways. Here I am, standing right here. Show me your will for my life and my family's life. The woman with the issue of blood. Whatever is in your life is in the blood. Your blood needs nutrients to carry throughout your body. It needs oxygen. Your blood carries oxygen throughout your body. Jesus' blood still will never lose its power. But you will. Everything around you can crumble, but God's blood still remains the same. It'll make you turn the crack down and tell that other woman no. It'll make you tell the truth when it's better to tell a lie. His blood, how can two walk together lest they agree? You'll forgive me if I feel this thing, but somebody's got to say it. Amen. We're playing with it.
Yes.
You ain't praying right, man of God. You're not doing it right. You're too busy. You're too cool. You're too sweet. You're too busy for the things of God. And you wonder why God ain't moving and showing up in your life like people said he would. So now you're frustrated with God. And you wash your hands with his blessings and act like you don't even know him now. Yeah. How can two walk together lest they agree? I wanted to ride the motorcycle yesterday. My wife said no. I didn't say, well, I'm grown. I can do what I want. That's just not smart. I walk with her. been married to her long enough to know when she really serious about the thing. How about it, kid?
Amen.
Okay. So I'm going to close, but I'm going to end with this. I love you. I really do. But God is still looking for his man. Not God, but his voice would walk through the garden in the evening to fellowship with Adam, to commune with Adam. Adam, where art thou? I'm looking for my man. I know yesterday he was in this place right here. Where is he? Where is my man at today? The man I told about, the animals, the firmaments, the sea, the third heaven. Where is my man? I just saw him here yesterday, and I'm here today, and I don't see him. How I missed my time with him. I was going to tell him about Israel. I was going to tell him about Afghanistan. I was going to tell him about the slow moods of Haiti. I was going to tell him about Brazil. Where is the man that I had here yesterday? I want to tell him about his financial situation. I want to tell him, don't go this way, but go this way and stay straight. I want to tell him about the temptations that will come his way, that will come his way to try to take his life and his family. But I don't see him here today. I was going to tell him about racial relations as it relates to the church. But I don't see him. I was going to give him a witty invention to teach him how to win his community. But I don't see him here today. Where is my man? Where is he? Where is my faithful? Where is my man that I could pour into? You're too busy. And the world that's around you is shaking. Shaking. I remember after that September 11th thing, Pastor Vane, I was asleep one night, and I was asleep, but I really wasn't asleep, but I was asleep. And this, I was in this tall building, and this fella, Pastor Vane, was standing. I mean, things were just flying. The planes were going around. It was just chaos, and people screaming, folks jumping out of windows, and all these, just like how you saw. And I'm standing there, and all around us, it's this chaos, and this one dude is just standing there in this suit looking at me, and I'm looking at him. And then two more people came and stood behind him. He was sharp too, sharp dude. And he smiled while all this was going on. And even though we didn't speak words, we understood each other's thoughts. What you gonna do, Noel? Where's your God now? I got this. And he just tore everything up. And I remember waking up feeling discouraged, whipped, and then God speaks. You know, Noel, a word would have taken care of that. But you can't give what you ain't got. Man of God. It's hard being a man. It's hard being a man, brother. Some women want to be a man. It's hard being a man, Sister Chad. It's hard. Oh, every day I have to fight it. And God says, right there, boy. Hang in right there. You're right where I want you. And then he pours out his spirit. What you see is his spirit. Now, you listening to this? You can't go to school and get this, brother. You got to walk with him a little while. Make you walk with a different set. That's when I walk with my wife. I walk with my chest out. I'm Superman. With no cape. Did y'all get anything out of that?
Yes.
I just really want to see man in his rightful place, brother.
Amen.
We are the covering of the family. We protect the family, not the government. We do it, brother. We do it. Brother Jimmy, we do it. We protect the family, not law enforcement. We protect the family, Graham, and our children, our babies that's growing up in this whole sin-sick world of ours. But at least they'll have good sense to know that's not what Daddy taught me. Raise up a child in the way they should go, and when they're a little older, they won't depart from it. They'll know the difference between right and wrong, and even if they fall, God forgive me, I've sinned against you. And Dad said that if I asked for forgiveness, you would forgive me. Man of God, are you in your rightful place this morning? You know all about golf, you know all about basketball, and know nothing about Jesus Christ. You can't pass off scores to your children and expect them to live. I said I was going to stop, didn't I? Father, thank you for this time. Thank you for your spirit. And that is true. I remember Sister Carlene this morning. Jesus, you know all about it now. And however way you fix it, we know it'll be all right, Lord. These men I pray for. Pray that you will teach us, Lord, how to walk in our rightful place as a high priest in our own homes before we even touch the world. Lord, we thank you so much for all the wonderful things you have done for us. But more than that, Lord, who you are in our lives. A friend that sticketh closer than any brother.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. A faithful friend are you. We can be transparent with you. Thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. Lord, we'll do it better this time. Lord, we ask all of this in your precious Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.